Thank you, Elder Scott. I hope we were listening carefully. In leadership training, we have to remind ourselves, if we want to increase our effectiveness as priesthood leaders, we have to seek and listen to the counsel of our primary, young women, and Relief Society leaders in ward council, and as priesthood brethren at home. Our final topic is how we watch over and minister to our youth. Let's begin by watching an example of a faithful bishop in Sheffield, England, and how he is watching over one of his priests.
6 months ago, or round about that time, I was, inactive in church. I had a lot of friends outside of church who did the wrong things, and I got into that crowd. Somehow Bishop knew that I wasn't myself, and it was a minor miracle in itself.
Josh is someone I'm close with. You know, he's always been a good kid. He's always done the right thing. Then all of a sudden it changed, and I didn't know why. It was night and day in terms of Josh's whole demeanour. Clearly there was something wrong. It was just very, very difficult to pin him down and get a hold of him. But the whole time, kept trying to get a hold of him, kept trying to speak to him.
He must have had revelation from the Lord. There's no other explanation. Like, no other person knew what was a matter with me.
As the bishop struggled to reach Josh, he reflected on a principle from Church Handbook 2, that those returning to activity need the love and friendship of active members who accept them and show interest in them. With that in mind, the bishop continued to reach out to Josh, even when he didn't respond. He knew that the Savior loved Josh, and he knew that that love could lead him back.
Got a text message from Josh. I was in work. Bishop, can I see you tonight? It's urgent. I made arrangements to visit with him at church that night, and he opened up to me.
The bishop pointed me to the Savior and the Heavenly Father by telling me to do small and simple things, and that's just changed my life dramatically.
The bishop had his own relationship with Josh, but he also involved others in helping him return. He supported Josh's parents in their efforts, and he included the ward council, Josh's quorum members, and others in fellowshipping, strengthening, and reaching out to him.
Joshua Blackburn, obviously we've all helped him in the last few months. We've had great experience with him.
I had a good interview with him, and he seems to make good progress. He said he's still in the habit of reading scriptures and praying day and night.
So Josh is now progressing again, and I'm really pleased that as a bishopric, we've been able to help him.
While this story provides an important model, it is only one example of one bishop's efforts. As Church Handbook 2 teaches, ministering is the responsibility of every leader in every calling. As leaders diligently watch over their brothers and sisters, the Spirit teaches them who needs help and how that help can be given. Then, they work together with consistent, loving efforts to teach, rescue, and strengthen those whom the Lord has called them to serve.
We have to know what's going on in people's lives. We have to be willing to go that extra mile and then that extra mile again. The gospel of Jesus Christ is quite simply about people, about helping them to progress and about helping them to return and live with their Heavenly Father again.
What a magnificent story. What have we learned from the bishop in terms of what he did?
Elder Hills, he acted. He didn't delay. The Spirit spoke to him and he responded. And I think that was important to intervene earlier rather than later.
He knew this young man and he knew him well enough that he could discern a change in his countenance or his demeanor. He had a relationship with this young man. That's really important.
Right.
He loved him. It's very simple. He loved this young man and wanted to see him come back.
The young man said he came to an understanding and opened up to the bishop, and that's a matter of trust. And is that what you're saying is the young man had to know that the bishop loved him?
That's why Josh called him and said, I want to talk with you, Bishop, because he trusted him. He knew he loved him. It's a powerful story.
It's a touching one for me as well. What more could the bishop do in terms of helping Josh and helping his family?
I think the greatest resource the bishop has is Josh's father and Josh's mother, who have that great stewardship and that great love for their son. And to the degree he can support them in that stewardship and invite this ward council and others to support those parents, he's really helping Josh in a tremendous way.
He mentioned that these counselors had helped.
Right.
They talked about it. But he's also got the auxiliary leaders, the young men's leader, the young women's leader, Sunday school leader, Relief Society primary. He's got others who can rally around Josh who know him, and probably his peers as well.
And he asked him to do a simple thing. Josh even mentioned that he asked me to do simple things that I could do.
I thought of President Packer's statement in the November meeting when he said, the gospel is simple. This is a simple gospel, and we don't want to make it overly complex. And so by asking Josh to just do those simple things, Josh came back to the church.
I'm going to ask another question. What is Josh's role?
Serves. He's asked somehow to serve and
go and do likewise.
And go and do likewise.
Go and do likewise.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was interesting.
And he was doing that in the videotape.
Exactly.
He was.
I saw that Josh was coming around to realize who he was and how he might affect and help others with what he's been given.
Yeah.
And that the bishop mentioned he knew that the Savior loved Josh.
Right.
And I
that
feel
was
like
key.
That empowered the bishop and motivated him, and it motivates all of us when we feel that love that the Savior has for his sheep.
What you're telling me is it's better for a bishop to turn them to the Lord than to the bishop. How do we make sure that they get turned to the Lord as opposed to an individual?
Elder Hales, I think we have to understand what our ministry is about, and the handbook is clear that our ministry is to help people become true followers of Jesus Christ. When we understand what our ministry is about and we fulfill that ministry, then we're going to be oriented that way.
Sometimes it doesn't happen instantly with youth. Sometimes it takes a long time. Sometimes it takes more than just one person to touch the heart, but it's the combined efforts, I think, that and the never give up.
And this one took 6 months, it said.
Yeah.
He said 6 months ago, I was not doing what I should be doing. And so it took a long time, even though this example was very short.
But even the bishop said it was very difficult to get hold of him because no answers.
Yeah, right.
So we know what was happening. But that was the key, coming back to your point, is the fact that the bishop didn't give up.
Never give up.
That's
I
right.
think that's the big message, never give up.
And sometimes I think in that process is when the individual understands that the bishop hadn't given up. Josh said, at that point, I felt I had to respond to him, and it helped him.
You know, it's true, and you never know if the young woman or young man that you helped rescue might be the one who will make a difference in your very own children's lives years later.
Exactly. Isn't that marvelous? Well, I just want to express appreciation to you for your service. And I would hope, in closing, that we could say to all of those who have listened to these segments today and these examples, they will be on the internet. And if you will do exactly as what you've seen today, talk about them, discuss them, take them to the Lord, have His Spirit direct you, and you will be guided and directed on how you can help and strengthen and accomplish what you need to do in the callings which you've been given. In closing, I would like to give my testimony that God lives and that Jesus is the Christ, and that this restored gospel is here so that we might be able to live here in mortality and be able to live in such a way that we can return back into the presence of our Heavenly Father. I would hope that as we look at our callings and the service we can give, that we can think in terms of our Savior, who spent His life reaching out and blessing and lifting and strengthening others and being an example for good, that we may be able to do the same, I pray, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.